Four times Jacob Glaser said it was a robot head, and one time he didn't need to, series. Written by Metallic Kirk and read by Tiny Pink Mouse. Late night radio. Jacob was tired, more tired than he ever remembered being in a long time. As the days rolled into nights and the months rolled on into years, so his weariness with everything grew. He was tired of everything, his life, his lack of a decent relationship, having very few friends, and his boring, thankless job at the self-run radio station he worked at. He still remembered being a successful scientist, much lauded and awarded, before being shamed by his claims of seeing a robot head on the moon. He knew that he had seen it. He had photographic evidence stacked up on his notice board, proudly displayed on the wall of his basement office housing his radio station. He sighed and thought instead of his listeners, some of whom called in via the various phone lines that were routed in via his radio control ward. The people that called in quite often were crackpots at the best of times, calling in sighting of UFOs that more often than not were fighter jets, or sightings of the abominable snowman that was nothing more than someone's pet cat. That night was no exception. Even though he couldn't see the moon, he knew that it was full, judging by the amount of calls he was getting, bringing in reports of seeing werewolves menacing dogs in the park, or some such nonsense. Jacob had to get a laugh out of the tale someone spun of seeing a scarecrow stalking through J.C. Penney's, drinking absinthe, backlit by pale moonlight. The fact remained, however, and the caller sounded as though he was hopped up on pot and absinthe himself. "Hello, caller. What's the story?" Jacob said to the next caller, hoping his inherent wariness that he felt didn't show in his tone. He took another sip of revitalizing coffee in the hopes that the caffeine would wake him up somewhat. It almost worked. The vodka he'd sloshed liberally into the coffee earlier that night certainly helped, at least. "There's a tin man walking through the park," slurred a drunken voice. "The tin man? Is he accompanied by a perky girl with a dog called Toto, by any chance?" Jacob asked, without really thinking. "I tell you, buddy, I don't think they're in Kansas anymore." "I am in Kansas, as it happens," the man slurred. "And there's no girls or dogs around." Jacob sighed and considered just cutting the caller off mid-flow. It was obvious to him that this was another crank turning his shade. It wasn't as if it would be the first time that he'd shut a caller off. "That's a shame, right?" Jacob asked, deciding to at least hear the guy out for a little while longer. Give him his 15 minutes of airtime. "I think he's an alien," the man gabbled. "One of those Cybermen." "Like on Doctor Who?" "Yeah, I know of them," Jacob said, finger hovering over the disconnect call button. Yeah, like them. You've seen aliens, haven't you? On the moon?" the man asked. Jacob's face connected solidly with his palm, knowing that the man was indeed trying to play him, like everyone else did. "It wasn't an alien I saw on the moon, pal. It was a robot head," he said, before disconnecting the caller resolutely. Sometimes it felt good to have absolute power over those who annoyed him. A talk on the porch. Jacob sat alone on his front porch, taking a long overdue break from hosting his radio show in his basement. He idly watched the lone car troll pass to head towards one of the neighbors' houses. He turned away before the car pulled in, not being truly invested in finding out which neighbor it was. Most of his neighbors he knew only well enough to say hello to, and no more. He sipped from a bottle of beer, his third of the evening, inhaling sharply as the cold liquid soothed its way past his throat. Upon inhaling, he caught the scent of night jasmines and the crisp scent of impending frost by morning. He looked to the sky, as a cloud scudded over the moon, eliminating her glow from falling upon the street and his house. All he was left with was the soft glow of his porch light, that he was currently sitting under, and the soft pinprick lights of the stairs shining overhead. He wondered, as he quite often invariably did on nights like this, what life was out there among the stars, and whether he would ever get to meet them. More importantly, he wondered if he would ever get concrete proof that there really was a robot head on the moon, to show people that he wasn't the fake they so often accused him of being. "Looking for aliens again, Jacob?" asked a voice nearby. Inwardly, Jacob groaned. Outwardly, he turned a smile onto his neighbor that had spoken, Ronald. "No, Ron, I'm not actively looking for aliens. Merely wondering about them. Besides, I told you before, it wasn't an alien I saw on the moon. It was a robot head," he said, priding himself on not sounding too jaded that time. It was his most oft-repeated phrase, one that he had long since gotten tired of repeating to people. Ronald laughed, however, before retreating to his own house once more, leaving Jacob alone with his thoughts and the stars shining down upon him. Al fresco. The swarm of the crowd buzzed past Jacob, heading to their various destinations in the city. Where they were headed proved to be of little interest to the shamed scientist at the café. Jacob was content with sitting alone and sipping his coffee, while perusing the local newspapers. Jacob was looking for new leads on odd cases to follow up on, in the hopes of finding something to report upon his radio show. He wasn't having any luck so far, consuming at least 3 cups of coffee in the meantime, without finding a thing to interest him. His bed read through yet another useless paper, his intelligence insulted by the many gossip columns and women's interest articles prevalent in the modern news, interspersed with scandals galore. He sighed and lifted his sunglasses high enough to rub wearily at his eyes. He looked up into the sky, wondering if he should have picked a table in the shade, after all. The midday sun, long since moved since he'd picked his current table at the alfresco diner, was baking hot, beating down relentlessly upon his dark head, and threatened to blind him and burn him if he wasn't too careful. He glanced back down upon the coffee cup, now laying empty upon the table in front of him. He wondered whether just to go with some ice-cold lemonade at the next order, coupled with a cinnamon bun or a sandwich. "May I take your order?" asked a distinctly feminine voice from nearby. Jacob looked up, wondering if he'd really made it that obvious through staring at his coffee cup that he wanted to place another order. Instead of commenting upon a timely arrival, he smiled at the waitress instead, different to the one who'd served him earlier. "Yes, thank you. I'd like an iced lemonade and an egg salad sandwich, please," he said, cordially, as he removed his sunglasses to clean a smear from the lenses absent-mindedly. The waitress jotted down his order on her little notepad, before glancing back up at him. She watched him clean his glasses, long fingers played around the frames. "Can I ask you something?" she asked on a whim. "Hm?" Jacob replied, distantly, as he squinted up at her. "Are you Jacob Glazer, the guy who's been in the papers recently?" she asked. Jacob sighed, guessing what was likely to come next before he nodded. He tried to smile at her, though, which must have worked, for she smiled brilliantly back. It wouldn't be the first time that he'd been told he had a nice smile, after all. "Did you really see an alien on the moon?" she asked. "No, it wasn't. It was a robot head. The report got it wrong," Jacob replied automatically. "Oh, right, a robot head," the waitress replied, interest diminished now that she wouldn't be able to instigate gossip about life on other planets. She moved on, and in time, brought his order silently. He didn't smile at her again. New Age. The sounds of drumming surrounded Jacob as he climbed out of his car. It was sunset, and the sky was awash in a brilliant array of colors. Purples, reds, oranges, leading into lemon yellow and finally cobalt blue. Jacob had to admit that the sight was a beautiful one, and he was suddenly glad that he'd decided to attend the party. The party in question had been hastily thrown together recently by various New Age types, in celebration of the lunar eclipse scheduled to occur at an hour past sunset. Jacob still remembered the time when New Age people were classed as hippies. He should know. He was one of them during the 70s. He still, in a way, upheld some of the New Age beliefs and interests, although long gone were the days when he imbibed in weed. He watched as a group of women danced wildly along with the drumming, and Jacob had to admit that most of them were naturally quite good. The remainder of them tried too hard to be termed gifted dancers, ruining their own moves with their inherent exhibitionism. He sighed and turned away, almost walking into a fellow Eclipse Party attendee. She was wearing a long skirt and highly flowered t-shirt, and wore her hair down. Jacob was amused to note she even had a flower tucked behind one ear. Her smile, when she turned it up on him, was gentle and knowing, reaching her eyes in the most genuine smile he'd seen in a good long while. "I'm Jacob," he said, even though she had not said a word to him. "I'm Star. My parents were the traditional hippies," she smiled. "Star's a nice name," Jacob said, in defense of her parents. After all, he'd heard worse names, given the current state of celebrities giving their offspring all manner of ridiculous names. He knew that when those kids came to school age, they were a prime target for bullies, unlike his newfound friend Star. She didn't look the type to have been bullied at school. "Thank you," she said, in response to his earlier compliment. "I recognize your face from somewhere." Jacob groaned, but replied, "I run a local radio station. I've been in the papers too. Used to be a scientist, once upon a time." "Ah, yes, now I know. Jacob Glaser, right?" she asked. "Yeah," he replied despondently. "You know they're wrong," she said. "Who were?" Jacob asked, frowning at her in confusion. He wondered if she wasn't stoned after all. "The reporters," she said. "The ones who said you saw aliens on the moon. They're wrong. I believe you. I think it was a robot head you saw." Jacob blinked at her in surprise. "You're the first person who's ever believed that," he said, surprise coloring his tone into something warm. Star shrugged, as though it was perfectly natural that she believed him. "Your story is more credible than most of the other crap they print. At least you're a man of integrity and stick to your guns," she said. "I like that." Jacob grinned at her, wondering if he could get to know Star a little better. Who needed to see a lunar eclipse, after all? They were a dime a dozen these days, while people like Star, the true believers, were not. Antikythera. Jacob watched the sky unfurling above him, through the windshield of the army jeep. He tried to keep his eyes on the sky, faultlessly blue and somehow innocent in its unmarred beauty. He wondered how long it would stay that way, and whether they would get to the Antikythera mechanism in time to save the world. Around him, in the jeep, were a few soldiers, one of whom was driving, while the others were stationed in the back. Directly behind Jacob was Dr. Lees, a female scientist that had been trying to get to the bottom of the whole Stonehenge enigma, along with a dedicated team of crack scientists. Out of all of her team, Jacob supposed that she would be the one most likely to believe him and be on his side. None of the other scientists seemed quite so forgiving nor as open-minded as she. At first, however, Dr. Lees had been like the others, not believing him when he'd stated that Stonehenge was the key to a terraforming device beneath the Earth's surface. That device had been left there by an ancient race that predated humanity. Purely by accident beneath the surface of a main archaeological site, it had been kick-started into a cataclysmic countdown with only one result. The end of the world as they knew it. Humanity would be no more, leaving the world wide open to start afresh. Various sites across the globe had already been wiped out, among them Java, parts of Mexico, and Egypt. He kept his eyes trained upon the sky, as one of the soldiers leant forward to speak into Jacob's ear. "I still think that was an alien on the moon, just so you know," he said, producing laughs from everyone except Dr. Lees. Jacob took small comfort from that, yet still he said, "It was a robot head, automatically. He had the sudden, uncharitable thought that if they couldn't get to the Antikythera mechanism in time, then he hoped that the soldier behind him would be the first to die. Jacob kept his eyes on the sky, drinking his fill of the cloudless expanse above him. He wondered how long he had left to watch that sky before the world ended.